At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, you shoot for an A, you make a C better than shoot for a C, make it an F. Now, so go for perfection. Reality always comes in under it. But in that moment, when you see the inevitable reality, the outcome, the result, how quickly can we go, I got so much more out of it. The job, the person, myself, because I went for perfection. Than if I'd have just gone for, nah, dude, just, I mean, you know, just pass class.
If you want to do extraordinary things, you cannot be with ordinary people. You cannot do ordinary things that everybody does. So then this life, this self-development journey comes with a lot of opinions from other people that don't agree with you. But it's either that or you don't get all of the good stuff.
The truth in front of you is it sucks. It's painful. It's fucking mind-numbing. And that is the truth. You're gonna have to wake up and you're gonna have to sit there and say, today's gonna suck. And then when that day is over, you're gonna wake up again and say, fuck, the next day is gonna suck. We suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. You have to do something that sucks every day.
And for many times I was laughed at and not believed in, but you know what? Nothing external can defeat the internal. The only thing that can take someone down or break you down is internal. Nothing external is strong enough. It's just about making sure your internal dialogue and your internal belief in yourself is strong enough that it can withstand the external. The external is there. You've got to accept it. You've got to embrace it. You've got to understand it and be aware of it.
In preparation is everything. You know, if you prepare to the best of your abilities, you know, great things is gonna come from that. You know, I always say, hard work beat talent, with talent don't work hard.
Be fucking impossible to ignore. Don't be taken lightly. Remain on people's mind. Be irreplaceable. Move so fast, no one can see where you're going. And make them hate you for being so fucking good.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Life is a grindstone, and whether it grinds a man down or polishes him up depends on the stuff that he's made of.
One day, or day one. One day,
Four? Day one. I'll do it one day. Okay, that's up to you. Or, day one. This is day one. This is day one of that thing I have had in my crosshairs, that thing that I believe gets me out of bed, that thing that I run towards, that thing that I want to be passionate about, that thing I want to accomplish. Today is the first day. Today is day one.
So in life, it's real important to do what you say, because that's where true knowledge comes from. I wanted to quit every single day, but many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about just physically, I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that.
They print money. They don't print time. They don't print opportunities. You can lose money and get it back. You can't get time back.
But if you can remain hopeful in spite of all adversity, if you can just go to bed and just wake up tomorrow. Every time you wake up, that's a sign from God that he ain't through with you yet.
Why continue? Why continue on that path? It was dark, and it was cold, and it was lonely. I've been there. I know how that feels. And it's scary. And it's lonely. This message is for the people who feel like all they have left are going through the motions, like all they have left are the cold and the dark, which seem to have become the only company they have. This message is for you. When you find yourself walking through the dark, through the cold, in search of the light, in search of a lifeline, realize that you were not supposed to find the light in this arena. You were supposed to become the light.
It's the kind of life that turns your alarm clock into an opportunity clock. The beautiful thing about understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing is when life knocks me down in those ventures, it's so much easier for me to get back up because I know exactly why I am doing what I'm doing and I can focus in on it and I can take adversity and I can take challenges and I can take obstacles and I can overcome them with positivity and remotivation and another level of focus because I understand exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing and why I'm spending my time, the most valuable resource I have, in that particular area of my life.
Your life is not a practice round. It's not a rehearsal for the real thing, and there's no redo. So of course in this journey, we're all gonna fall at some point, but we were not meant for failure here. So when you feel tempted to give up, when you feel tempted to hang your head in front of failure's face, realize that although you may have bruises and broken bones, they will be a testament in the end of how far you have come.
If you will resolve with whatever life hands you to carry on, there is nothing that can stop you from achieving the greatness for which you were created.
Once something's important to you, it never leaves your mind.
I live for today. I don't care what happened yesterday. I live in the moment because that's the only thing we have in our lives are moments in time. And as soon as I've gone out that door, we can never reverse back and play it again.
You've just gone through a breakup and it's the worst thing you've ever been through. Some of you lost your job and you thought that job was it. And so all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, I thought my life was together. Now it's in shambles at my feet. No, it's not. It's all right. A blade does not become strong until it's been through the fire.
The price of regret is much heavier than the price of discipline. You never want to wake up one day, one week, one month, one year down the road and go, shh, man, I wish I would have listened to my gut. I wish I would have done this thing. You don't want to live in regret. If there's something you want to get done in work, your relationships, school, whatever it is, do it.
There is no prize out there. The only prize is this one and what you feel and what you want to accomplish. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough. That's just desire. To know what you want, to understand why you're doing it, to dedicate every breath in your body to achieve. If you feel you have something to give, if you feel that your particular talent is worth developing, is worth caring for, then there's nothing you can't achieve.
You are that candle. You are that flame. You were supposed to be there. You were supposed to walk through this shadow because it needs a light.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Everyone eventually goes through periods of great difficulty, their own private hells, their dark nights of the soul. But it is by facing whatever life gives us with courage and determination that we grow more surely toward the stars.
Is that it's a mix of pain and pleasure. That's what makes it so powerful. The idea of our mortality is obviously very painful, right? Or could be more painful. But the idea of transforming that into something beautiful, into something enlightening, into something that kind of fills us with a much different spirit, which motivates us to get something done, which makes us appreciate what we can look at, we're alive and the sky is blue and all that. So mortality has its ability to sharpen our senses, to sharpen our appreciation of life, and that turns that pain into pleasure. But the pain and pleasure always go together. So underneath that kind of ecstatic feeling that you feel when you're aware that there's eternal time and that there are all these insanely wonderful things about around the world, is always going to be mixed with that tincture of pain about how I'm going to be gone. And I won't be here to appreciate it. But that mix of the two emotions is what makes it so powerful and so insanely addictive, right? Because pure pleasure on its own can almost get monotonous.
The things that break your heart, if you choose, can open your heart. Fear, the world says fear is bad. Fear is only an opportunity for bravery training. We do make excuses because we are very good at self-deception. Because if we actually had to face the responsibility of playing with our bigness in the world, we'd have to let go of our addiction to our excuses and leave what's safe. And we'd have to actually leave the pain to go out to the possibility of pleasure and joy and greatness. And believe it or not, that frightens us.
Life is a fight for territory. And once you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want will automatically take over. And so it's a fight, it's a challenge in life, every day. And what we have to do is embrace it. What we have to do is see it as a project to be worked on. I read something once that I live by. I said, in life, you will always be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges.
Number one is that you need to really get amped up about why that goal matters to you. Because once you know why the goal matters, that's going to be that thing that gives you meaning and purpose, that turns into a passion, that allows you to show up and keep doing it when you're bored. Because boredom kills more dreams than failure. I just promise you, you just get to the point where it's such a grind and you've got to do it day after day, month after month, year after year. It's just like it really drags on. It's like it's easy to do something once, maybe you could do it for a week, but when you have to just keep at the grind, then you really have to have a strong why. Because you can do anything you want in life, just not everything.
A huge believer in the power of intention and awareness. So when these negative thoughts creep in, whatever they are, fear, I'm aware of my own thinking. And once you're aware of a thought, it loses its power to have a feeling over you. If you don't align your thoughts and your feelings, neither one has any power. There has to be a congruency between what you're thinking and what you're feeling. That's why, like, for example, when people set up all these goals, I'm going to make $1 million, or I'm going to be happier, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. In the moment you're having that thought, if you're feeling that you can't have it, if you're feeling that's not going to happen, your body, which is your unconscious mind actually at work, the feeling overrides the thought and that goal has no power.
You realize whatever it is you're going to give yourself over to and do all the way, it needs to be something that you are really on fire about. Now, getting on fire about something, you're not born with that. You cultivate that fire. So you're going to pick something, starts as an interest. You're going to pick it, engage with it, fan the flames of that fire by talking about it to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to anybody who will listen about why it matters to you. And then you go hard on that.
Buddy. Small minds discuss other people. Good minds discuss events. Great minds discuss ideas. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living. 40 years ago, March 27th, 1975, it was 40 years ago, I was flunking out of college. I had a 1.7 grade point average. I was sitting in my mother's beauty parlor, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I see behind me this woman under the dryer. She said, "Somebody give me a pen, give me a pencil. I have a prophecy." March 27, 1975, she said, "Boy, you are going to travel the world and speak to millions of people. But that's not the most important thing, the success that I had. The most important thing is that what she taught me and what she told me that day has stayed with me since. I've been protected. I've been directed. I've been corrected. I've kept God in my life and has kept me humble. I didn't always stick with him, but he always stuck with me. You have these dreams. Dreams without goals remain dreams. Dreams without goals, yearly goals, light goals, daily goals, monthly goals, hourly goals, minute by minute goals. Dreams without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately fuel disappointment."
I never understood that concept, having something to fall back on. If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything. I want to fall forward. I figure at least this way I'll see what I'm going to hit.
Goals on the road to achievement cannot be achieved without discipline and consistency.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose. You will embarrass yourself. You will suck at something.
Every day you have to plan. Plan to fail. We fail to plan. Hard work works. And in this text, tweet, twerk world that you've grown up in, remember, just because you're doing a lot more doesn't mean you're getting a lot more done. Don't confuse movement with progress. So never give up. Without commitment, you'll never start. But more importantly, without consistency, you'll never finish.
I ain't got to like you. Mr. Rand don't give me my money, come pay it cause he like me, he give it to me cause he owe me.
Say thank you in advance for what's already yours. True desire in the heart for anything good is God's proof to you sent beforehand to indicate that it's yours already.
Now don't you go through like worrying about whether somebody like you or not. You best be making sure they're doing right by you.
Because taking risk is not just about going for a job. It's also about knowing what you know and what you don't know. It's about being open to people and to ideas.
And anything you want, you can have. So claim it. Work hard to get it. When you get it, reach back. Pull someone else up.
Because the chances you take, the people you meet, the people you love, the faith that you have, that's what's going to define you.
Every passing minute is another chance to turn it all around.
We gave meanings to the experiences of our life, or other people gave meanings to the experiences that we were having. What you believe will dictate your thoughts on a moment-by-moment basis. And then that emotion then dictates what actions you do or do not take. And they're always aligned, right? Your beliefs dictate your thoughts, dictate your emotions, dictate your actions, which produce your results. And your results, when you look at them, then just reinforce the original belief. That which we tend to pay attention to is aligned with what we believe, and so that's all we get. So if you want, you know, more happiness, if you want more wealth, if you want deeper relationships, if you want to have more joy, you want to have more fun, you want to achieve your full potential and really make an impact in the world, then what's really important is to get clear on what that could look like for you and to make sure that what you believe is congruent with that outcome. Because if what you believe is not congruent with that outcome, just neurophysiologically, you're working against yourself. Clarity is intimately connected to imagination. So as we're getting clear on something, we're beginning to see what that thing is that we're getting more clarity on. If you're willing to invest time in getting clear around something or imagining, you build neural networks that represent the memory of an experience that has not happened yet.
Step away from that fear and begin to see that there's wonder and beauty and opportunity all around. It begins to activate the part of your brain that's full of imagination and creativity and beauty. We are meaning machines. We not only give meaning to meaningless things, we make meaningful things meaningless.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
But the moment your mind is under the law of generosity, growth, development, unfolding, giving, compassion, kindness, radiance, the moment that that happens, you come under the right use of the law. The moment you realize you're here to give as something, then all thoughts of not enoughness and lack, limitation, fear, doubt, worry, and separation begin to dissolve. And your premise every single day of your life is, I am, and I've got it all. I am, I've got it all. your destiny begins to unfold, because you're not here to get from the world. You're not here to get. You are here to lift and walk in that way.
You got to find a story that's going to empower you to act. Complexity is the enemy of execution. The more complex you make it, the less likely you're going to execute. If you're creative enough, can you find the answer, yes or no? If you're determined enough, can you find the breakthrough, yes or no? If you're passionate, loving enough, can you get someone to help you, yes or no? If there's no way that you're committed, can you find the money, even if you don't have it, yes or no? So I said, creativity, decisiveness, passion, honesty, sincerity, love, these are the ultimate human resources. And when you engage these resources, you can get any other resource on earth.
And we are born into a family, so we're told what our family name is, and then your parents choose a name, and they say, your name will be Joel. It means the awesomeness of Yahweh, and you have to live up to that, dude. We're counting on you not to make us look bad, and you're going to go to Harvard, and you're going to be a doctor, and by the way, you're a Catholic, or you're a Jew, or you're, you know, whatever you are. It's like, everything are these abstract structures that you're given, and it's supposed to hold you together somehow, and I've just given them up.
When I was, I guess, 15, I was 15 years old, and I was looking for a way into the business.
I want to be the greatest actor that ever lived. Frankly. But I don't need to be. I just really want to be here. That's it.
Because life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Sometimes I think that's the only thing that's important, really. You know? It's just letting each other know we're here. Reminding each other that we're part of a larger self.
You know what? In order to go forward, I have to let go of what this creation is. Many of the things I do have to do with the disappointment of creating a winning personality in the world. And then eventually, you know, for your own sanity and freedom, letting it go.
I understood suddenly how thought was just an illusory thing, and how thought is responsible for, if not all, most of the suffering we experience.
Flying 6,000 miles an hour around the sun, balancing on tectonic plates that are floating on lava, you know, ready for the end times to occur and whatever the hell is going to happen. I'm just great. That's all great.
I've decided to be there. I only act in the movies.
So I dropped the whole trying to be something for somebody along, comma.
And at a certain point, I realized, hey, wait a second. You know, if it's so easy to lose Jim Carrey, who the hell is Jim Carrey?
No, you're just passing
out. It
doesn't make any sense.
I'm not looking backward.
Why don't we just...
It was more like you're supposed to say, you know, we're important. And you're supposed to say it's all going to be all right. And you're supposed to say that, you know, whatever you dream can come true. And you're supposed to say all those things. I do believe in manifestation, power, that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that any of it matters. You know, this mattering is to me a human construct born out of a need. To say, same need is you have to have, you know, deities and things like that. And I believe in an energy of God, an energy of, you know, everything is divine. You know, there's just not, there's no thing that isn't divine. Everything is divine, and I'm that.
and it doesn't matter to me what's happening. I'm finding that ultimately the freedom from it is something people are kind of hungry for in a way. They're like, I don't want to be me either.
Right.
You know, and I go, well, great, because you never have been. I believe that I had to become a famous, you know, idea and get all the stuff that people dream about and accomplish a bunch of things
that means, don't you?
You know, that look like success in order to give up my attachment to those things. It's been a part of the evolution of ego is to spend your first half of your life acquiring and adding, thinking you can add to yourself. And it looks great. I mean, it looks great when you got a cool car and you got good, nice clothes and, you know, and you've done something that people admire, but it can never fulfill you. You can never be happy. You know what I mean? It's not where happiness comes from. And, you know, I dealt with depression, you know, a few years ago, and people still think, well, he's going through, you can tell he's depressed. It's not, I have no depression in my life whatsoever. Literally none. I have sadness and joy and elation and satisfaction and gratitude beyond belief, but all of it is weather. It just spins around the planet. You know, it doesn't sit on me long enough to kill me. The happy place is realizing that you're everything, you know, and that there's no real you involved in the first place. You know, it's a weird little semantic jump that you make where it sounds like, well, that's totally fucking threatening, man. I can't not be me. I built this construct, and it's just ideas. They're just ideas. Mm. You know, the only thing that separates you from an African American or an African Canadian is an idea. Mm. You know, and the weather, the adaptation to the climate, and whatever it is, I don't believe in any of it. And so, the feeling of wholeness is a different feeling than meanness.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
I watched the effect of my father's love and humor and how it altered the world around me. And I thought, that's something to do. That's something worth my time. When I was about 28, after a decade as a professional comedian, I realized one night in LA that the purpose of my life had always been to free people from concern, just like my dad. I did something that made people present their best selves to me wherever I go. How will you serve the world? What do they need that your talent can provide? That's all you have to figure out. I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We are not the pictures on the film stock. We are the light that shines through. All else is just smoke and mirrors, distracting, but not truly compelling. That peace that we're after lies somewhere beyond personality, beyond the perception of others, beyond invention and disguise, even beyond effort itself. You can join the game, fight the wars, play with form all you want, but to find real peace, you have to let the armor go. Your need for acceptance can make you invisible in this world. Don't let anything stand in the way of the light that shines through this form. Risk being seen in all of your glory. I've often said that I wished people could realize all their dreams and wealth and fame, and so that they could see that it's not where you're going to find your sense of completion. Like many of you, I was concerned about going out into the world and doing something bigger than myself, until someone smarter than myself made me realize that there is nothing bigger than myself. Our eyes are not viewers. They're also projectors that are running a second story over the picture that we see in front of us all the time. Fear is writing that script, and the working title is I'll Never Be Enough. I'm just making a conscious choice to perceive challenges as something beneficial so that I can deal with them in the most productive way. You'll come up with your own style. That's part of the fun.
Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you.
You will only ever have two choices,
love or fear.
Choose love, and don't ever let fear turn you against your playthings. All that will be left of you is what was in your heart.
My soul is not contained within the limits of my body. My body is contained within the limitlessness of my soul. You can fail at what you don't want.
So you might as well take a chance on doing one you buff. Relax and dream up a good life.
Brethren, what up with the fire?
You can spend your whole life imagining ghosts, worrying about the pathway to the future, but all there will ever be is what's happening here. And the decisions we make in this moment, which are based in either love or fear. So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm saying, I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
You're on a spiritual journey, period. And we're all going to end up in the same place, if there is such a thing.
I used to be a guy who was experiencing the world, and now I feel like the world and the universe experiencing a God.
All we really yearn for is our own absence. I don't want anything. That's the craziest thing, and it's the weirdest thing to say, where I have no ambition. Somewhere in the middle of absolute confusion, absolute disappointment, the fruition of all of my dreams, standing there with everything anybody else had ever dreamed about having, and be unhappy.
You know, it's not Jim Carrey who can walk down the street just doing anything he wants to and get away with it because nobody knows you.
You know, after a while, hopefully it'll be to the point where I can't walk out in the street.
Won't that be fun?
where it'll be impossible to walk anywhere without being recognized.
You're supposed to say, you know, we're important. You're supposed to say, it's all going to be all right. You're supposed to say, whatever you dream can come true. So I do believe in manifestation, power of that kind of stuff. But I don't believe that any of it matters.
All spirituality is about relieving suffering.
You know, everything was divine. There's no thing that isn't divine. Everything is divine, and I'm that. You go to the office, and you put a monkey suit on, and you act a certain way, and you say a certain thing, and you lie through your teeth at times, and you do whatever you need to do to look like a winner. And then at some point in your life, you have to go, I don't care what it looks like. And I'm going to face the abyss of not knowing whether that's going to be okay with everybody or not.
The feeling of wholeness is a different feeling than meanness.
I don't exist. So they're all characters that I played. I played the guy that was free from concern so that people who watched me would be free from concern.
Just like the movie, they try to drown you in the middle of that abyss. They go, no, be the other guy. You told us you were this guy. You know, no one can live with that forever.
They're like, I don't want to be me either. You know, and I go, well, look great, because you never have been. I mean, it looks great when you got a cool car and you got good, nice clothes and you've done something that people admire. It's not where happiness comes from.
Everybody walks around and they go like, why am I depressed?
Well, it's because you're trying to be something for the world. And as soon as you let that go, better things happen. And I wondered, who is it that's aware that I'm thinking? And suddenly I was thrown into this amazing feeling of freedom. I was no longer a fragment of the universe. I was the universe.
Depression only happens when you're playing a character. So when I tried to go back and play Jim Carrey, I got depressed.
You're going to have to either let that creation go and take a chance on being loved or hated, or you're going to have to kill who you really are and fall into your grave grasping onto a character that you never were.
My father was not only the funniest man in the room, but he was a fantastic saxophone player. And before I was born, he had an orchestra in Toronto. But, you know, in order to be something special, you had to leave Canada and come down to the States and prove yourself in the States. He was a little bit afraid of that transition, and also he had a family to take care of, so he became an accountant. And as time wore on, it wore him down, and he got a little bit bitter, especially when he lost his job when he was 51. That really broke it. Not only was he compromising to raise a family, but when you compromise and you fail, it really hurts. It hurts even more than failing at what you love.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality. What we really want seems impossibly out of reach and ridiculous to expect, so we never dare to ask the universe for it. I'm the proof that you can ask the universe for it.
I would visualize things coming to me that I wanted or whatever. At that time, all it really was for me was making me feel better. I would drive home and think, well, I do have these things, and they're out there. I just don't have a hold of them yet, but they're out there.
But it's important, especially for me, I would never show up anywhere if I didn't understand that everyone was broken in some way. Because ultimately, we're not the avatars we create. We are the light that shines through.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Compare yourself to who you were yesterday and not to who someone else is today.
Because even if the perfect opportunity manifested itself to you in your incomplete form, the probability that you would recognize it as the perfect opportunity is zero. You might even think it's the worst possible idea that you've ever heard of anywhere. And so you can take these tentative steps on your pathway to destiny, and you can assume that you're going to do it badly. And that's really useful, because you don't have to beat yourself up. It's pretty easy to do it badly. But the thing is, it's way better to do it badly than not to do it at all. So you start your path and you think that you're heading, you know, towards your star. And so you go in that direction. And then, because you're here, the world looks a particular way. But then when you move here, the world looks different. And you're different as a consequence of having made that voyage. And so what that means is that now that thing that glimmers in front of you is going to have shifted its location. Because you weren't very good at specifying it to begin with, and now that you're a little sharper and more focused than you were, it's going to reveal itself with more accuracy to you.
People used to ask me, like, oh, how do you get rid of the negative voice? I'm like, I don't know that you want to. Like, the negative voice is a powerful reminder to practice gratitude. It's also a good reminder that maybe something is wrong. Maybe you are doing something wrong and you should adjust and you should rethink.
I should say, activity without purpose is the drain to your life. Activity without purpose is the drain to your life. It's the drain to your wealth. It's the drain to your lifestyle. If you can develop a psychology of resilience in yourself, you don't have to be optimistic or fake. You can be real. The realness is whatever shows up, you are larger than anything that can happen to you. Telling you, this is the secret, the real secret, to shift it inside of you and to add the real value. Most people are trying to pursue something in the future that they already have. It says, no more, I'm going to change this. And suddenly you do something to make your life better. You break out of the possibility of life has to need us, right? Life is controlling me.
And so the model for me is this, and I just want to say this to everybody. There's probably a point in your life where you were given a script of who you were supposed to be, whether it's your parents or your friends or your spouse. And we live too often in our lives some other person's script, right? Someone else's script. Remember this, you're the lead character in the story of your life, and the person who controls that script is you and your God. And at any point, you can decide to step into a new chapter. You can step in to be a whole new leading character.
A day at a time with the big picture in mind. I mean, all want to be heading somewhere. But if we're staring at that mountaintop, we're going to trip on the way. You know, and I would say this, that yes, we want the vision. But when we get to the top of that proverbial mountain, it is not a ta-da moment. It is not a, now I've got it. No, by the time you get there, you've got double the amount of ambitions and opportunities and challenges ahead of you than you did when you started. And it's great because that means you've evolved. It means there's been some ascension to life. Stay in the race, commit to the chase. Realize individually things. And as a people, that's as good as it gets. Meaning we're never going to reach our fully transcendent self. That's the point. You keep chasing it. We're never going to have perfect justice in society. That's the point. You keep trying to get it. You know, we're just tapping into the 11%. And if we can say, oh, the process, we stay in it. Yes, we want vision. We want to know where we're going. We want to write the headline first and go, I'm going to hit that place. That's where I want to be. Well, you get there. The headline is not exactly as you wrote it before you took off. Hopefully, it's generally in the same storyline structure, but it's always yet, because even when you get to where you think you want to be, you're still going, oh, this is just on the way to yet.
Most people aren't, but that doesn't mean there isn't something you could be great at. There's lots of hierarchies to attempt to climb, and if you fail in one, go try in another. But the point is, you're still trying to aim for the top, and what the hell are you going to do if you don't try to aim for the top? You know, flap about uselessly and whine about your life? It's not helpful. It'll just make you miserable. You're not reliable to anyone. You can't help out in a crisis. It's like, so you tell young people, this is another message for conservatives, like, I don't care what you're going to do, but go out there, make something of yourself for God's sake. Be an honest person and work and get to the top of whatever it is that you want to get to the top of. You know, and Emmett. Stand up for yourself like a respectable human being and be a bit of a light on the world instead of a blight. You know? And you can tell young people that, and they haven't been told that by anyone now. And so young men are so hungry for that it's painful to watch. They're so relieved when someone finally comes up and says, hey, you know, you get your act together a bit, discipline yourself, see if you can learn to tell the truth, concentrate on something for a year or two, you could be a bloody world beater.
You can do that and start to feel great about little things. Every day starts to feel like Christmas. And when you can say, I love the change, every change in my life is change for the better. There's something good coming from this. When you can remember, you must take control of the direction of change in your life and make it change for the better. When you can do that, your life is extraordinary.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
And so what I tell people is, because you're more likely to believe something negative, don't even worry about what's true. Worry about what empowers you. Both of those narratives are based on facts. So the truth of one or the other doesn't matter. One is empowering and one is disempowering. Act in accordance with the one that's empowering.
Unbelievable! What a foolish word. A rude and disrespectful word. We think we use it to flatter and give credit to, wow, what an unbelievable play. What an unbelievable film. What an unbelievable act of courage. What an unbelievable sunset. Now, why would we define things that are incredible and awesome, things that actually make us believe in them more, with this pillar of autonomy? Unbelievable. The things we usually say unbelievable about are the things, as I said, that make us believe in the awesomeness of life more.
Each other all the time, don't they? Another form of distraction is just doubt. And doubt comes from the suffer. It comes from a loss. It comes from fear. It comes from the sacrifice. And so just remember this. You're supposed to suffer and sacrifice. So let me ask you a question. What are you willing to risk in order to make your dream come true? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. You're going to take a risk. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's a risk of time. Maybe it's a risk at your job. Maybe it's a risk of looking bad. Maybe it's a risk of failing, of falling on your face, of going broke, of going through pain, of going through anxiety. Maybe it's even a risk in a relationship that's just going to be difficult while you do this. What are you willing to risk in order to win? And you have to accept that, because remember what I'm going to tell you. The price you will pay for not making your dream come true is far greater than the one that you will pay to make it come true.
Well, no, you're nowhere near what you could be. That's the positive message. It's like, yeah, you're a mess, but you don't have to stay that way.
The constraints we put on ourselves, our potential, those are man-made. Who the hell do we think we are putting those ceilings above ourselves? That's a very arrogant thing for me and us to do. It's an arrogant thing for us mortals to put a roof over our head and go, well, that's as good as it can get. That's as much as I can see, succeed. That's as much as I can love. That's as sad as I can get. That's as happy as I can get. Now, no more. We're just tapping into the 11%. Most of the times we think our wax is melting on our wings because we're too close to the sun. There's still ice and snow on the ground. It ain't even close to being hot enough to melt the wax. We've got so much further that we can fly that we do not give ourselves the credit for. So take the roof off and say, no, this is not even close as good as it can get. I'm tapping into the 11%. I've got it. Trust it. I trust that we have so much further we can fly than even mortally give ourselves credit for.
And to put a ceiling on herself is actually airy.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.